Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's a lot going on. We'll get into Jets Niners. We'll take more of your angry Giant calls, but we do pass along some very sad news. Ed Cranepool, a guy who was a part of the original 1962 New York Mets, was a part of the Miracle Mets in 69, was a part of the team that won the pennant in 1973. Career Met, has passed away at the age of 79. According to the Mets, he suffered from cardiac arrest down in Boca Raton, Florida. Ed was 79 years old. I think if you're a Met fan, even if you don't remember him as a player, I don't remember him as a player, but you remember him always being around, and you remember the stories, and you remember about him. This is the way I would describe it as someone who never saw him play. He encompassed. Encompassed is the right word,
yep.
Jake? He encompassed the New York Mets as best as anybody. He's a local kid. He's from the Bronx. He made his major league debut for the 1962 Mets at 17 years old. Just ponder that for a second. What were we all doing at 17? He was playing major league baseball. Wow. And then he was on this team as a helpful, good player for a very, very long time. And he was a part of so many different eras. The bad era of the early to mid-60s. The shocking championship era of 1969, winning the pennant in 73, to when things got really bad again in the late 70s. So he was the Met. He was Mr. Met, and he will certainly be missed.
Yeah, that's a sad set of news. It comes 79 years old, feels young. Obviously, we feel like we should live longer these days. But condolences to his family and to the Met family, because you lost one of the great ones, one of the great names as well, and great people.
And a guy who did something that, you know, I still talk about to this day. Whenever we talk about Pete Alonso and we have a debate, I'm sure we will have more of them in the next few months, I'll bring up how important it is to have a career Met. And, you know, to some, maybe that's not that important. To me, it is. Ed Cranepool was the original career Met. Because it should never be glossed over when we talk about David Wright, or we talk about eventually Pete Alonso being that guy, or anyone else, that Ed Cranepool was a career Met from 1962 to 1979. He was our guy. And there's something very, very special about that. So condolences to the Cranepool family. Very sad news. The other piece of baseball news for Yankee fans is very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Dominguez is here. We heard he has a locker, and now we have the details on why he's here. Sean?
All right, so the Yankees have made a couple roster moves. First of all, they've returned John Birdie from his rehab assignment. He is now on the roster. They did send Duke Ellis down last night. Dominguez is here, and the corresponding move, DJ LeMahieu, is heading to the 10-day IL, retroactive to 9-6.
With what?
Right hip impingement.
What does that even mean?
It's called old breaking down. Let's get him off this roster. He has no role.
It's called you're not on our playoff roster. This is the way to make it seem like we're not DFAing you.
So DJ LeMahieu is off the roster. Duke Ellis was in a pinch runner extraordinaire. Jason Dominguez is here. So my first kind of thought is Brian Cashman claimed to us They need an avenue for Dominguez to play. Well, that avenue has not been cleared because Alex Verdugo is still here.
Right. Birdie maybe can play because of LeMahieu, but where is Dominguez playing?
Right. He's an outfielder or he can DH. Well, Alex Verdugo has been basically playing every single day. Aaron Judge and Juan Soto better play every day. And Giancarlo will get his off days once or twice a week, but for the most part is an everyday player. So while DJ going on the injured list, DJ's become a bench player, especially with Anthony Rizzo back and Jazz Chisholm back. Like, he didn't have a role to play every day, so my follow-up is, cool, Dominguez should be here, but Cashman claimed they wouldn't bring him up unless he plays. Is he going to play?
Right, and Cashman said he will play every day when he is here. So, the Yankees start...
Cashman said that Dominguez would play every day.
When Dominguez is here, he will be an everyday player.
So I missed that, so that means that Verdugo is no longer an everyday player.
So with that, the Yankees starting lineups are brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, and by Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. All right, here we go. Gleyber Torres leading off tonight at second base. Juan Soto bats second in right field. Batting third is Aaron Judge, your DH.
Ooh.
Cleaning up is Austin Wells catching. Batting fifth is Jazz Chisholm at third. Batting sixth is Jason Dominguez in center field. Batting seventh is Anthony Rizzo at first. Oswaldo Cabrera will play tonight and play short, batting eighth. And Alex Verdugo is in left, batting ninth. So no Volpe, who did get banged up yesterday, and no Stanton.
So the only answer, we didn't get an answer on this because Giancarlo will normally sit about once a week.
Right, but that's just the normal once a week sitting day today.
Correct.
So if he's back, where does the lineup look?
It's a great question.
No, this is a very predictable Yankee move.
What's the answer?
The answer is on the very first day Dominguez is back, give Stanton his day off so they don't get bombarded with, oh, Dominguez is playing. Verdugo will not be in this lineup tomorrow night. That is my prediction.
So tomorrow, Stanton will be the DH.
And Verdugo will be out.
Dominguez will be in left field.
Yep. Or no, I think they might play Judge in left and keep Dominguez in center.
So Alex Verdugo, who...
What is he naturally, by the way? I don't think I know.
Dominguez?
Yeah.
Center fielder.
He's naturally a center fielder.
Yeah, I think Judge will play left.
So Alex Verdugo, who is actually, and I wouldn't use the word hot, because that's not fair. He's been hitting a lot better over the last few weeks. We actually talked about that on Friday, much to the chagrin of Yankee fans who want him replaced. And over the weekend, like, he was 2-for-9, like, nothing horrible, but nothing good. You think they're benching him? You think that DJ LeMahieu going on the injured list and the Yankee offense not doing very much in Chicago? I mean, think about it. They scored 6 runs in 3 games. They won because they pitched incredibly well. So, yes, the offense wasn't clicking. You think that this is turning into benching Alex Verdugo, something they didn't want to do, and they think he gives them a better chance to win? It doesn't feel consistent.
No, Evan, I speak two languages.
Go ahead.
English and Yankee. I know exactly what this Yankee playbook is, okay? This is so obvious. Look who's sitting tonight. They did not want to put themselves in a post-game firestorm of, wow, so you did it. You did what the fans said. It's Verdugo for whatever. So it's a nice, soft opening launch. Stanton gets his casual day off.
Yeah.
They will find one or two days a week for Verdugo to play, whether that's more days off for Stanton or not. But ultimately, this will be Dominguez for Verdugo beginning tomorrow night.
If I had to predict, and I hope I'm
wrong. But that's not what they said.
No, but they did say Dominguez is going to play every day.
He was going to play every day, but Brian Cashman essentially said that Alex Verdugo gives this team the best chance to win.
Right.
And that's why Dominguez is down. But now that Dominguez is here, is he changing his tune?
Yeah, he is.
Well, is he changing his tune on he needs to play every day? Or is he changing his tune on Verdugo gives us the best chance to win?
Well, now they're not mutually exclusive. Well, now they, like, both things could be true.
Yeah, you'll get a weird answer where it's, you know, this guy's going to get a day off here. We'll get Judge off his feet.
Which, by the way, is what I suggested 4 days ago. Right. Like, I didn't think they should just flat out bench Alex Verdugo. It was bring Dominguez up here. There's only 2 weeks left in the minor league season. Give me the best chance to win and let the hot guy play. If Dominguez goes 3-for-4 today, he plays tomorrow.
But at its crux, Verdugo's going to sit 4 times a week. So that that's what's going to happen.
I don't know if you're right about
that.
I think I am.
Why would you sit Dominguez in? So why would you not have Dominguez in the lineup?
Struggles right out the gate.
Well, so the only thing that you're doing now is potentially sitting Giancarlo Stanton. If what you're saying is true, that Dominguez is going to play every day and Verdugo is going to have his moments, then that means there's always going to be an odd man out. So right. At some point, Stanton is probably sitting more than Stanton probably wants to
sit. No way. Not down the stretch.
I would agree. But if he's saying that Verdugo's got to be playing, have the best chance to like.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's why he's not. Verdugo's not going to play every day. He's not. I'm telling you, he's going to sit four times a week
now. I kind of have a feeling that you haven't seen the last of Alex Verdugo. I think the Yankees may have recanted on Dominguez needs to play every day, which I disagreed with, because you got to put the best roster on the field. The Yankees are in a pennant race. Winning the American League East is important. The Orioles have done them every favor in the world by being mediocre for the last few months. And so I don't think this necessarily means Alex Verdugo is not playing anymore.
Yeah, but with 19 games left, and you need him to be competent and have confidence as well, don't you need to play him a lot?
Who?
Dominguez.
I would play him every day. I'm not sure they're going to.
But if he's not, if he struggles and you just sit him down, you have a bad day, you sit him down, and now you throw Alex Verdugo in there, like, when's he ever gaining his confidence?
I don't know if it's about confidence right now. I think it's about DJ's on the IL.
He's here.
Let's try to put
talent.
They're putting the best 27, or now it's 28, best 28 guys on the field. It'll be interesting. They face Lugo tomorrow, a righty, and then they face Cole Reagans the day after, a lefty. So maybe the lefty-righty aspect of it. Dominguez hasn't been great as a right-hand hitter, but he is a switch hitter. So I would lean towards Dominguez doesn't play tomorrow against Lugo and then plays in the finale against Reagans, the left-hander.
Perhaps. But again, notice the timing of this as well, and we pinpointed this. When the outcry came for Clay Holmes, they waited a week and then ultimately led to the demise. You had a weekend where there was no fan backlash. The Yankees finally win a series with Chicago, focus a little bit on football, and suddenly Monday, here's your Christmas present. Dominguez is here.
It's like an early week dump.
Right. We stopped crying for a couple days, and now let's pretend that the fans didn't call for this.
It is amazing that the New York Yankees, this incredibly rich, luxurious organization, seems to do what the fans want to do, but usually a few weeks later. We can't let them be happy, and we can't do it when it's clearly time to do couple of weeks, then we do it.
Just give the fan credit for having an astuteness about this team. That's what I take it as. I don't think that the Yankees are doing this because of the fan. I mean, that would be giving the fan, literally, and the fans too much credit.
Yeah, the only organizations that do that would be the Jets when they fire general managers because the fans fly planes over the practice facility.
Further breaking news on Jason Dominguez.
Yes.
Rose in the ballpark right now, and I'm going to retract what I said 3 minutes ago. Jason Dominguez is currently taking pregame fly balls in left field with Trent Grisham coaching him up, meaning he's playing center tonight. Maybe Judge does go back to center, and this is where he's playing for Verdugo.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to move Aaron Judge around that much, so I would assume that's the case. But look, as long as he's playing every day, which is what I would want and what most Yankee fans want, that's the case. So there you go. Yankees-Royals tonight. Not a bad little matchup. Mm-hmm. The Mets are up in Toronto against the Blue Jays. This is so weird from a year ago. A year ago when the Jets were opening on a Monday night, baseball was like the dinosaur. It was forgotten. It was the dodo bird. It was dead. Now as the Jets open up, the Jets are clearly the main event of the evening, but the Yankees are in a pennant race for the AL East. The Mets are tied for the third wild card spot.
Yeah.
Baseball ain't going away. And so tonight is a very tricky night on how you want to handle things if you're a Jet fan and also a Mets or Yankees fan.
How are you handling this then?
How am I handling this?
Yes.
Me personally?
I mean, this is exactly what we're talking about. So, you as a Jet fan and a Mets fan, but the Mets are the most interesting team in sport now because they playing phenomenal, just won nine in a row, lost obviously on Sunday after a Luis Severino gem, but they could also not make the postseason.
Yes, yes.
As crazy as that is. But the Jets, the verbal, you know what team, is back tonight.
So I'm glad you asked that question. It's a great question, and I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm doing. But first, what's really, really important is the other thing I'm doing around the Jets tonight. Last year, on September 11th, 2023, we all as Jet fans took something that was shocking yet not shocking, and it occurred and it broke our hearts, and then we were excited and then we were depressed again. We'll all never forget that night. Like September 11th, 2023, from a sports perspective, is a night you'll never forget. You'll never forget what you ate for dinner. You'll never forget the jersey you put on. You'll never forget how you consumed the Jets against the Bills, and you'll never forget how you felt when our Aaron Rodgers went down with a torn Achilles. And so what I'm going to do tonight is recreate everything that I did last year at this time.
Which
everything.
What?
I am going to wear the same outfit.
Okay.
I'm going to sit in the same seat.
Why? It was bad.
Because we need to exercise the demons of a year ago. And so what's important to me, and I'm not telling every Jet fan to do it. Obviously, if you were in the building last year, you can't do it unless you flew out to San Francisco. But it is a Monday night. And so what I'm doing, or I'm trying to do, attempting to do, is I want to do everything the same. I told my wife, I want, like, Jet. I let him stay up that night. He's staying up again. I don't care how cranky he is. I don't care how bad he was in school. He's never bad in school. But you know what I mean? He's staying up.
Right.
Because everything needs to be recreated so we can exercise the demons of that crap that we saw last year. All right?
Okay.
So that's number one. Now, the Mets. You asked about the Mets. You know what I also did last year?
What's that?
I care about the Mets even when they suck. I think you know that.
I know that.
So when the Mets played the...
You have to score these games that are meaningless.
That's right. So when the Mets played the Arizona Diamondbacks last year, I watched the game. I didn't ignore it. Now, did I care that much about it? No. But I watched it. So I'm going to do the same thing I did last year, except this year I'm going to be a little bit more intent on this.
Okay.
When I get home tonight, I'm watching the Met game. I'm scoring the damn Met game. Okay. When the game starts, because I don't need the pomp and circumstance. I don't need ESPN telling me who they're predicting or
7:05.
7:05 what?
First pitch.
The first pitch tonight is 7:07. They're playing in Toronto.
Okay,
they do 7:07.
Yes, 7:07. First pitch.
I'm going to watch the Met game right until kickoff.
Then
I'm
have like an hour and a couple minutes.
I would say about an hour 10, something like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to pause the Met game as soon as the Jet game starts, all right?
I'm a loser.
I'm going to then recreate everything from last year. I'm going to watch the first half. When the half is over, again, I don't need talking heads to tell me what I just witnessed. I already know what I witnessed. Plus, Tiki will break down the tape tomorrow for me. I'm going to pause halftime, watch the Met game for 17 minutes.
Okay.
All right? Then I'm going to skip halftime, restart the Jet game, repause the Met game, finish the Jet game, and then hopefully I'll be in like the sixth or seventh inning of the Met game.
I'm a loser.
I'll watch the conclusion of the Met game after I'm done with the Jet game. That's how I'm attacking tonight's Jet-Met parallel.
Now, what happens if on the broadcast of the NFL game, they mention something about the Mets?
Why would they do that?
I don't know. Just randomly.
Why would
I would
they
do something like that.
This is why we're going to have a problem. I mean, if you're doing a Jet game on a Sunday afternoon and I'm DVRing the Met game and you start popping up with...
I might have to do that intentionally. I hope that happens in week four because I don't know what my week four schedule is yet. But there is a Jet CBS game.
That's the last baseball game of the year. Nah, don't do that to me.
They also run the stupid score on that bottom line the whole night.
So glad you brought that up. Thank you very much for bringing that up. Mm. Piece of paper, you tape it over the bottom of the screen.
Such a loser. Oh, my Lord. What the hell?
Why are you guys so mad at me?
I'm not.
Like, what do you want me to do?
The extremes that you go to not to be spoiled.
That's right.
It's Jimmy Fallon and Fever Pitch.
I mean, I have no regrets.
A couple more just bow-tying here in the baseball really quickly. The Mets have brought Eddie Alvarez here from Syracuse. Pablo Reyes has been DFA'd.
Alvarez is a former speed skater. I'm not even kidding you. He was in the Olympics. Yeah. Eddie Alvarez can play every position. I think he played for the Marlins a couple of years ago. They got him from the Red Sox. They acquired him today in a minor league deal. He's basically going to be the super utility pinch runner, little bit of pop off the bench to replace Pablo Reyes.
Yeah. Okay, so you have that. Yankee-wise, DJ LeMahieu, when asked about Aaron Boone, says he's not sure if he'll be back this season, that this hip impingement has been lingering for a few weeks, and he needs an MRI. So that just sounds like this is an excuse for him. And when asked about Dominguez playing time, he's going to play, quote, a lot.
Really?
Every day?
You may be right.
He didn't use the word every day. He used the word a lot.
A lot. Now, hopefully he backs up a lot. Does that mean Verdugo sits? I mean, what else could it mean? Because you're not sitting Judge.
No.
You're not sitting Soto. And Stanton is a once-a-week proposition.
Meaning sitting. You need him to play majority of the week.
And the only reason you sit him, Teak, is because you're trying to keep him healthy for the stretch run.
Right.
Well, this is the stretch run. Yeah. We're here.
No, you're trying to win the division.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Let's hold Aaron Boone to his words. Let's see Jason Dominguez play every day. So far, game number one tonight, Yankee Stadium against the Royals, where they're going to have 39,000 people there. Are they going to update people on the Jet game tonight at Yankee Stadium? How does that work? I bet you they ignore them. I bet you they never make any mention to their existence. That's my thought.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Yankees are too big for that. They don't need to mention anybody else. We'll get to Tiki being very dirty on his broadcast last night. But let's get back to some of your calls and more on the Jets tonight. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Zach in Massapequa. What's up, Zach?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show. 19 touchdowns for Neighbors, and I am 6'6".
Are you?
No, I'm 5'9".
Oh, nice. You're like a normal man, like us.
Yeah, I'm average size, I guess. Anyway, so back to my main point. Just like you, Evan, I'm doing the exact same thing as last year. I called into the radio on that day saying, let's go Jets, saying I was nervous. Once again, I'm nervous. I have a weird confidence right now that last year, you know, that won't happen, right, and all that. I'm super nervous. Let's go Jets. And like I did last year, I want to spell it out. So J-E-T-S. Jets!
The Jets are winning, no problem. I love that. And by the way, if you're in your car right now driving home, and I know it's a little different because they were at home last year.
Yeah.
If you called us before Jets-Bills, you owe it to yourself to now call again and repeat your phone call. And you don't have to tell us you're repeating the phone call. Just repeat the phone call.
It's an exercise in exercising.
And you know what's great about it? Even if you're a Giant fan, you could do the same thing because you got your ass kicked on the first Sunday of the year last year, too. So you could call up and say the same damn thing you said last year, and it would qualify. So we need to repeat the karma from last year. And the reason you do that is to exorcise the demons. Now, something else Zach said.
Exorcise. Yes.
Either or.
No, not exorcise. Exorcise.
Exorcise.
Yes.
I think I got that.
Yes, you did.
I don't remember how I felt last year. I don't. Maybe you guys could remind me.
About
Jets win tonight. I never said that. Did I say that? Maybe I did.
Sure did. Where did I get the clip from?
I don't remember what I said.
I'm repeating the clips from last year.
I don't remember how I felt going into week one, but I can tell you how I feel going into week
one
right now.
That's weird. That was one of our first shows.
Yeah,
first couple of weeks. And I also don't remember what your emotion was.
What was my emotion, Sean? Do you remember?
Yes. You were oddly highly confident.
I was?
Yes.
Okay. I can tell you how I feel right now.
Oddly not confident?
I am scared.
Oh.
You, matter of fact, you said on the air, I hate how confident I am.
Okay. Thank you very much for telling me. I am like a kitty cat. I'm a baby.
She's a dog.
I am like a dog that sees another dog.
I don't know. I see these kitty cat videos where the cat is like suplexing the dog.
So
like
maybe that's not a good analogy?
Grabbing around the neck and flipping him around.
So that's not a good analogy. All right. I am Sean Morash when he sees a salad.
Nice.
I am Tommy Lugauer when he sees a boss around here. Like, I am...
Nervous?
Yeah, right.
Is that good for me? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, I am Zach Wilson when I see a football. Like, I am really, 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 really nervous. And I think I know why. I don't think it's about necessarily losing this game to the San Francisco 49ers, who are, in my opinion, the most talented team in the NFL. I think I'm nervous because I'm about to witness something. We're all about to witness something that we've talked about endlessly, that we've thought about endlessly, that we thought we were going to see a year ago, and we still haven't seen. We have gone a year and a half talking, arguing, debating, discussing, verbally toying with Aaron Rodgers for a year and a half.
Yeah.
And tonight, in theory, we're going to watch him play football for an entire game.
And this better not be anticlimactic.
Well, what?
This better not be. I mean,
like what? He gets hurt again?
Yeah, like that. He gets hurt again.
Well, that's my fear.
It better not. I mean, that's the only thing you should fear. Otherwise, I think he's going to be great.
Well, I hope he's going to be great, and maybe he will be great. And I have a confidence that if he plays, he will be great.
Yeah.
But I think my emotion of being scared is tied into the fact that ever have something that you talked about and built up in your head for so long, and then you're about to do it and something takes it away, and now you're going to try to do it again?
Yeah.
It almost becomes fictitious. It's like asking a girl out. And you thought, oh, she's going to say yes, and then you never even get to ask her out, or something happens.
Yeah.
And that's what this whole chase has been like. So, yeah, the Jets have a damn good team on paper, and we'll get to that. We'll get to the X's and O's on it. But I think I'm just nervous because we've talked about this for a year and a half.
Yeah, and it still has yet to fully be fulfilled.
We've seen nothing.
You're not satisfied.
No.
You have no idea whether it was worth it or not, the whole Aaron Rodgers experiment. You don't know because it hasn't happened yet. And so in your mind, all you could do is imagine it being successful, even though there's a good chance it might not be.
Well, I think... And I know that tomorrow I will be very different. I want to make this clear. I want to win. And if the Jets win, there will be no fairy tales and pink roses tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
I think they win, by the way.
I hope you're right. Like, I spoke to Beningo earlier, and Joe will join us. It's confirmed tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And he will join us 4 o'clock after every Jet game. And Joe said something to me. I love the man. I disagree with. He said, bro, house money tonight. And I said, I don't know about that. House money. Jets lose tonight, I'm going to be pissed off. But I think for now, I'm just hoping Aaron Rodgers gets through a full game. Like my first.
Why does he think house money?
I think because of how good San Francisco is and because of the schedule softening over the next few weeks. That's his reason
for it. So it's like whatever happens tonight, it is what it is. We'll be fine.
Right. Now, if they lose 55-6 and Aaron Rodgers throws 4 pick-sixes, you know, maybe the thought is different. But I think going in, that's where he's at. Now, I'm not a house money guy. Like, if they lose this game, I don't care how, I'm going to be angry tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I think right now, 2.5 hours, or 3.5 hours, whatever the math is, before kickoff, I just hope he gets through the game. I need to see it. I need to see him play football. I need to see a full 60 minutes of Aaron Rodgers. Because what have we seen from him? A drive in a giant preseason game last year? Videos of him talking to Pat McAfee?
Right.
4 plays last year that we want to get out of our mind?
And a lot of rhetoric about a lot of things that don't mean anything towards football.
Is he going to run for vice president?
Right. That's what we've heard from Aaron Rodgers in a year and a half. I'm interested to see how Robert Saleh, who knows this team well, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does.
How he attacks them defensively.
Mm.
That's like, I know Christian McCaffrey's playing, but I also know that 2 days ago he had an Achilles and a calf injury, which I always thought was just a calf injury, but then it was also Achilles. So how effective is he going to be?
Yeah.
And so if he's not him, it changes their offense.
No question.
A ton.
We will get into great detail on what the Jets need to do to pull off this upset right around 5 o'clock. We'll also make our pick for tonight's game. We'll come back. We'll get back to your calls. A lot of Giant fans, a lot of Jet fans. 888-808-1019. And even the Yankee fan chiming in on the celebration that Jason Dominguez is here. What a night we got tonight. Aaron Rodgers will hopefully play a full game for the New York Jets. Plus, the Mets continue their postseason push up north of the border against the Blue Jays. Jason Dominguez is back with the New York Yankees as the Yankees take on the Kansas City Royals. But I was combing through my man Tiki's broadcast the other day, and I got to say, did a fine job. He had a hell of a game.
Thank you. We had one of the fun ones in the 1 o'clock.
You really did. Saw that Anthony Richardson throw, which was just insane.
Unbelievable. The most amazing thing about that play is that he slipped on his drop back. So his hips were perfect, like square to the line of scrimmage, meaning not in a throwing position. And he just lofted it 65 yards perfectly.
Incredible. But there was something you said on the broadcast, and I really don't know what you meant. And this is, of course, your opportunity to clarify. So, ladies and gentlemen, Tiki Barber.
I love watching big men do damage on little guys.
What the hell was that about, Tiki? You all right?
At some point, you just have to swallow it.
I don't let Tiki know the clips I pull, by the way, so that's him hearing that for the first time.
Build that ass first.
Even though I said it, and I remember it, so this was a screen. Or
I remember the play.
Of course I remember the play. It was a screen, and the left tackle for the Texans pulled out and just destroyed the cornerback.
Do you want to go inside of me? Go ahead.
Just destroyed him. Because I love when guys just do that. When David Deal and Snee and not really O'Hara, because he never really got to pull around there. But I don't know. It was when they would go on these corners and just maul them. Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
So he got mauled, and I couldn't help it.
Yeah, no,
I just speak my thoughts.
We hear the glee in his voice. Take a listen one more time. Here it is.
I love watching big men do damage on little guys.
Now, what I...
Your sister's ass.
What I advise everybody to do, because this is a tough job we have here, is anytime Tiki is calling a game, you guys should listen and let me know, or Lukey know, or Sean know, just not Tiki know. Let us know if there's anything that you think would be worthy of replaying the following day.
Because go smash into that hole right there.
Because we're here for you.
That's bad Tiki, isn't it? No, that's me.
That was good. And finding that clip only took Uncle Evan about 35 minutes last night. So if anyone else can make it easier for us, certainly send it to us via email or via social media. We'll also be on the lookout. What's your game on Sunday?
I have the Baltimore Ravens hosting the Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, that's prime. We got a lot of Raider fans out there, so yes. Definitely let us know if there's anything you'd like to share. Let's get back to your calls. 888-808-1019. Sam is in Lakewood. What's up, Sam?
Thanks for taking my call. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. What's up?
So, Jason Dominguez, the day is finally here. I've been screaming for this since he's been healthy, which I'm not sure exactly. I think it was like over a month ago he's been healthy and in the minors.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's correct. And he was raking down there.
Right. So thanks, Dickie. My point is, I'm scared about the postseason now. Is 19 games, if let's say he plays every game throughout the rest of the season, is that enough for a rookie to come in and be an everyday postseason player? Or maybe I'm thinking now Verdugo might be a better option come postseason. He's a veteran. He played all year. Not the best year, but...
Oh, man, you sound like Cashman. Sam, don't overthink this. So about 2 years ago, the Mets called up Francisco Alvarez with 6 games to go in the season.
This was bad, though.
Yes. But
this was bad.
There was never going to be enough time to know if Francisco Alvarez can handle this.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Dominguez, A, played in the major leagues last year and was very successful before he got hurt. And B, there are 19 games left in the year. And if Aaron Boone is being truthful with us, and I hope that he is, Dominguez is going to play a lot. And we're going to know full well before this postseason starts if he deserves and if he should be an everyday player come postseason time.
Yeah.
Right now, we don't know. He hasn't played yet. I mean, he has. He had the 4 at-bats in the Little League game. I don't want to forget that, but I sort of do forget that because it was such a quick moment.
And it was forgettable.
So I think even earlier I said his 2024 debut. That's not even true. He played in that game against the Detroit Tigers in Williamsport and obviously contributed to their loss. He was 0 for 4. He also double-clutched on the potential game-saving throw on the sacrifice fly. But I think we're going to know the answer. Let him play, and we're going to know the answer.
Yeah, and I think 19 games is a good sample size. It's 3 weeks. He's going to get a feel of what it's like to be on a major league team in a meaningful moment as opposed to last year. When the season was lost already. So if he dials up and plays well under pressure, then he'll be an option in the postseason. If not, then it will be Alex Verdugo.
There are so many examples, and I know this annoyed a few people last week when I compared another young player coming up to Jason Dominguez, because that young player was a fellow by the name of Miguel Cabrera who's gone on to become a Hall of Famer. But we have countless examples of young players coming up and making huge impacts in October. Andrew Jones was a freaking teenager when he was taking the Yankees deep in the 1996 World Series.
Yeah.
And even if it's a smaller role, even if it's the Melvin Mora-like role from 1999 where you're basically in there for your defense and speed, young players can have a huge impact on the postseason. And I'm glad the Yankees made the call because 19 games is a decent amount of enough time to kind of throw them out there and see what you got. Connor's in Goshen. What's up, Connor?
Hey, guys. Obviously, I'm a big Giants fan, but, you know, what a disgrace what we saw yesterday. I agree with Sean, what he said. Like, I think you got to put Jones out there, but, I mean, he's on a short leash. I mean, I can't see this. This offense has got to work out. I mean, I'd rather have Drew Locke throw the ball downfield and no one is open, and I'd rather just do that compared to what we've been seeing from Jones for the past 6 years. I can't defend him anymore.
Here's the challenge, Connor, and the Giants used to be able to more easily dial up shots because you had to fear the run game, or you had to fear Saquon Barkley making, you know, something happen. And I'll give you a prime example from my game yesterday in Indianapolis. So I had the Colts and the Texans. And the starting running back for the Colts is Jonathan Taylor. And Anthony Richardson, their quarterback, is a humongous running threat himself. The only reason the Colts were in this game is because Anthony Richardson made three enormous plays downfield, big throws downfield. Otherwise, they didn't play very well. They weren't very efficient. The time possession was 40 to 20. 40 minutes to 20 minutes. And in the second, like the third quarter, the Colts had run like five plays in the second half. It was dominance on the other side. But they were in it because they had shots, because the other team, the Texans, were terrified of the run game. And so they could take shots downfield. The Giants losing Saquon Barkley and having a good runner in Devin Singletary, but not a runner that's terrifying you, means that they can just play a shell, right? We can stop the run by, you know, our front seven. We don't need to like commit extra bodies into the box, and so it gets really hard to throw the ball downfield. Like it's simple math, basically. Like if they're going to put an extra guy in the box, you know what? Take a shot. If they're not, which they didn't, you can't take shots. It's simple.
By the way, we were on early today on SNY. We thank SNY for being with us from 3 to 5 today. And part of why we were on early today is because there's a very special Jets pregame live coming up next on SNY.
Make sure you talk nicely about Nathaniel Hackett, who I love.
No, they don't have to talk nicely about Nathaniel
Hackett. Yes, please do. Tiki, I sent him a note today.
Did you?
Wishing him best of luck.
Tiki, I may not talk nice about Nathaniel Hackett tomorrow. Let's see how tonight goes.
Then you'll be dead to me.
Oh, wow. Okay. Anyhow, Jets pregame is coming up, and then following that will be Baseball Night in New York presented by Tri-State Cadillac. That's coming up next on SNY. You know what's funny? I was thinking about this with Hackett and Saleh and Rodgers. I think I have so much, and you may take this as an insult. It's really up to you as Nate's buddy. I think I believe Aaron Rodgers is so the guy with the New York Jets that if there's a play call I don't like, I think I'm going to come on the radio and rip Aaron Rodgers and say, why'd you do that, Aaron?
Well, you know
I think
why.
I give him so much credence that he's deciding everything.
Well, it's not that he's deciding it, but if he doesn't like it,
he can check out of it.
Right. That, I mean, that's it's interesting because when he won his MVP, actually those two MVPs, I guarantee you half of the plays, they weren't what were called in the huddle.
Right.
It's not what Nate spoke into his ear. It was right. Something completely different.
So then how the hell do we kill Nate Hackett? I mean, last year was different. With Aaron Rodgers, it's basically about Aaron Rodgers. By the way, as that caller we just took was talking about how he's done with Daniel Jones, but he still wants to start him, I very quickly put a poll up on social media. You can vote at Evan Roberts, WFN. And I'm very curious to take a snapshot of this, especially on a Monday where Giant fans are so angry. And it's a very, very simple question. Who should the New York Giants start in week two at quarterback? Daniel Jones, Drew Locke, or positive Tommy DeVito?
I don't shine shoes anymore.
And so when we come back, Sean will have a Cinco de Five-O list. We will quickly give you those results. I'm sure they'll be interesting. And we'll go deeper into Jets Niners. Tiki will take us into the X and O's on what the Jets need to do to win this game tonight against the most talented team in the NFL. Plus, we talk to you at 888-808-1019. And, oh, man, James Earl Jones died. That's a legend right there, 93 years old. He's like the voice of God.
That's a great life. I mean, he kind of is the voice of God.
He is. That's how I would define him.
When I think of this voice, that's what I think of.
That's my obituary for him. He's the voice of God. Lot coming up. Now, Yankee fans, don't miss a single second of all the action. Order stadium favorites and drinks right now from your seat in Yankee Stadium with Uber Eats. Plus, get $5 off a stadium order of $10 or more when you use the code WFAN. Open the Uber Eats app, select Yankee Stadium as your location, place your order, and they'll let you know when it's time to pick it up. Don't forget to save promo code WFAN for your next stadium order. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer expires 11/30/2024.
You all know that the cold weather is around the corner. You can feel the chill in the air every single morning. So is your heating system ready? There's only one company to call. My friends at Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts for over 35 years. Call now to schedule your system tune-up before your heating system breaks when it's freezing. If it's over 15 years old, it's time to upgrade to a money-saving, high-efficiency one. Take it from me. You'll save money and stay warm. These guys are truly experts, so contact Edison now at edisonhvac.com. That's edisonhvac.com.
Get in on the action with Jackpocket, America's number one lottery app. New customers, your first Powerball or Mega Millions ticket is free when you download the Jackpocket app and use code RADIO. Don't miss your free chance at winning millions on the all-in-one lottery app, Jackpocket. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. 18 or older, void where prohibited, promo code required, $2 credit, terms at jackpocket.com/TOS/free-ticket-promo.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1, New York, on Odyssey Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with an Odyssey Sports Minute. The very best thing that may have happened this weekend may not have happened in the NFL. It may have happened in all places. Lincoln, Nebraska. Husker Nation, where are you at? I tried to get you all worked up last week because I could see this as a massive one coming from the Huskers. And if that wasn't a massive, possibly even program-changing statement beatdown, then I don't know what was. I'm Jim Rome. All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online, easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a four.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.